Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So let's take Alex Jones. You don't have to agree with everything Alex Jones says. I like Alex Jones. But I don't agree with everything Alex Jones says. And you don't have to. But Bill Maher famously, and credit to him, said when Alex Jones got banned, he said, we shouldn't be banning people. He said, I hate Alex Jones, but Alex Jones should be allowed to talk. Everyone should be allowed to talk in the town square.
Alex Jones, who is not my friend and who tells crazy lies about me, is thrown off Twitter, I think, and Facebook and a few other platforms. I think he's coming.
Thank God!
That's Senator Gillibrand,
well,
thank God.
If you're a liberal, you're supposed to be for free speech. That's free speech for the speech you hate. That's what free speech means. We're losing the thread of the concepts that are important to this country. If you care about the real American or you don't. And if you do, it goes for every side. I don't like Alex Jones, but Alex Jones gets to speak. Everybody gets to speak.
That's where we all need to be.
Reactions really incredible there.
Yeah.
Cheering for him being banned and not a single clap for him saying free speech should be protected.
Correct. I think they kind of felt maybe, hopefully, they were a little ashamed of themselves going, oh, yeah, crap, you're right. But look at the automatic response. Yeah, we shut him down.
I feel like when they got Alex Jones, there was no safety net. He is a warrior, and he continued fighting, and now he's back in the mainstream. Good for him. But he was relegated to his own site with his own servers, streaming every day to small audiences after they axed him off YouTube. Cancellation.
No one defended him.
No one.
I was on vacation that day.
Yeah.
I was fishing out of the country, and the company that I worked for, which is supposedly in favor of free speech, said not one word in his defense.
And it's like, first they came for Alex Jones.
That's,
I didn't care because
totally
I was
right.
Alex Jones. Yeah, it's the old adage.
What did you think of Alex Jones?
Loved him to death. I still talk to him to this day. I think that he's great. And I think that many more people should have been vocal when he was initially banned. Because I was actually there. I
was
remember,
on a fishing trip that day.
And, yeah.
I was in Labrador, and I've regretted it ever since that I didn't come out of the box. I wasn't there. Was off the air. But I completely agree. It was not even about Alex Jones. It's about you can't censor people, period.
Exactly. And Tucker, I remember the exact day when he got censored. I woke up and I looked on my phone and it said, Alex Jones banned from YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. He was banned everywhere. It was a mass banning, mass censorship effort to silence him. And again, I really didn't have an introduction into politics, but I had learned a lot of, you know, things from Alex Jones up front, and everything that he was telling me was not false. The people who condemn him and say that he's a crazy conspiracy theorist do not listen to his show every single day, because I worked for him for 2.5 years. I didn't know the three branches of government when I started. Now I can tell you international policy and what's going on all over the world right now, because I have listened to Alex, and he's talked about, you know, the government corruption historically that we've been through, all of the different operations such as Operation Mockingbird, Operation Paperclip, a lot of these things, the Tuskegee experiment, which is why, you know, the black community is so apprehensive for vaccinations in the modern day. He talks about a lot of these things, and our government doesn't like that. Our government doesn't like being exposed. They don't like people who are willing to tell the truth and people who are willing to push back against the narrative. Look at the fact that the DHS just updated their bulletin to say, hey, if you're spreading distrust in the government, that could be considered terrorism. I don't think so. But,
I couldn't, of course, agree with you more, but I'm fascinated by the hate for Alex Jones. I'm not a daily Alex Jones viewer. I don't view anything regularly, actually. But I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny. He's a lot more talented than I am in a lot of ways. That's my takeaway from Alex Jones. But why is he such a threat? Like, why would you hate Alex Jones? I've never understood that.
Because he's telling the truth, Tucker. And again, I know Alex personally, and I've met a lot of people in this industry. And one of my biggest takeaways is that there are a lot of people, especially in conservative media, that are in this for money and fame. They don't actually care about this country.
That's for sure.
And they don't actually care about America. They're scared about being censored. They're scared about, you know, hurting the wrong people's feelings, not getting the proper endorsement. Alex doesn't care about any of that. Alex cares about the truth. He has since day one. He has made mistakes, for sure. but he comes out, he apologizes for it, and he corrects the record, which is something that many people in our media refuse to do. So the people who hate Alex Jones hate him because he is everything that they wish that they could be, somebody who is willing to tell the truth, willing to fight for this country, and actually cares about humanity, not just America, but humanity as a whole.
Now, thanks to people like Alex Jones, who took the initial brunt of the weapon, the cancellation weapon, now there are lots of different platforms, lots of different apps, lots of different applications. I mean, Elon's taken over Twitter.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, not even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through cold space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special report from the front lines of the InfoWar. Attempts have been made to neutralize the InfoWarrior known as Alex Jones. Countless attacks have been witnessed and reported in an effort to bring him down. Alex Jones has been sighted on the battlefield fighting against the forces of evil.
We're not going to go down and just shut our mouths and put up with this. We know where the bodies are buried, folks, and one way or another, we're going to stay on air.
We're receiving reports that Alex Jones has broken through the front lines and is now heading toward the broadcast studio. All efforts to silence him have failed. Emerging victorious against the New World Order, here's your host, Alex Jones. Find the InfoWars transmission at InfoWars.com/show. If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's Wednesday, August 9th, 2023. I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, from the InfoWars News Center. We have an incredible transmission lined up today. The Firebrand, exposing the COVID emergency and hoax. Chris Skye in studio, third hour, hosting fourth hour. I'll be here for at least 3 hours. We're going to open the phones up today and cover the waterfront of news. All right. Where should we begin? Where should we start? Maybe first with this shirt I got given a couple of years ago, and I was too fat to wear it then. I've lost about 25 pounds, still a little too big, but I'm able to wear it. And wonder what message this shirt sends to the establishment. Wonder who gave me this shirt. I wonder who gave me this shirt in the New York Police Department. And they told me, no, go ahead and wear it. We don't care. We want them to know that we're not with the system. Very high-ranking individual gave me the New York SWAT team shirt. And just as a little message to the New World Order, we're just going to leave it at that, that you don't control the people you think control the American people. We're not criminals. We're trying to save the country. And most of the military and police know that. They're not our saviors.
I'm not their savior, but together, with God working through us, we can save ourselves, working together. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young, Asian, gay, straight. As long as you don't target children, we are all on the same team at the end of the day. But I got to tell you, the devil's very real, and I would get close to God, folks. I'm not judging people, I'm just saying. All right, I was sitting here looking at all this incredible news we're going to cover, and I was thinking, what's the most important thing I can say when I start the show? And it's this. We are veterans, all of us now, of biological warfare attack. We are veterans of psychological warfare attack. Pentagon admits it. We are veterans of radiological and electromagnetic attacks with the 5G and the rest of the spectrum. We are really victims of this, but we're going to be overcomers. But if you're under attack and don't know it, you're going to lose the war. What does G.I. Joe say? Knowing is half the battle. So we're under attack with the open borders and the human smuggling and the fentanyl and the devaluation of the dollar and the attack on the family and the attack on children, sterilizing them, and 20%+ of the public on serotonin reuptake inhibitor, antipsychotics, and antidepressants, eating people's brains and livers. We are under total, absolute assault. And it doesn't matter who you are. You can be a police officer. You can be a school teacher. You can be a trash collector. You can be a politician. You can be a musician. You can be a nurse. The New World Order is coming after you, and you can pretend it's not when your son has a heart attack and can't ever play basketball again, Bronny James, and that college made them take it. You can pretend this isn't affecting you. You can pretend the exploding crime and the inflation isn't affecting you. You can pretend the war in Ukraine isn't affecting you, but it is. You can pretend the hundreds of millions that are on the verge of starvation, more than 65 million extra that have starved to death, the UN estimates, and they ran the program to do it the last 3.5 years with the lockdowns and the rest of it. But that collapse of the third world will then be used to flood the first world. We've got a lot of news on that front. So you can pretend that you're not under attack. You can pretend everything's fine. You can pretend that the only universe that exists is Netflix. But at the end of the day, you will be impoverished if you're lucky and killed in most cases. And you can play along with the system. I think if you submit to their global social score and their ESGs and their cashless society, that you're somehow opting in so you'll be passed over by the system. You'll be left alone when it's you historically that lower the drawbridge to tyranny that the tyrants will eat first. And here's a great example of the war against humanity right here in front of me. Rand Paul escalates fraud criminal referral. It's an Infowars.com article, and it's got his official letter and him on TV talking about it. And it's a good headline, but I would have just said, Justice Department stonewalls Senator Paul's call for criminal charges against Fauci. Fauci ran conferences called in support of gain of function, close quote. He's in the emails telling the top scientists in the U.S. and Europe, let's cover this up and tell them it didn't come out of a lab and cover up that we made it. He's on record producing the vaccine before they even released it, the so-called vaccine. He's on record then lying to Congress and saying that they don't even know what gain of function is and that Senator Paul is wrong and that it's not happening. He's caught dead to rights, not lying like they said Roger Stone did in Congress, which he didn't, saying he'd never talked to Julian Assange, which he hadn't. Julian Assange was all over TV then. We were trying to get him. I tried to get Roger to get him. He said, well, I talked to this guy, Credico, that knows him. Maybe he'll come on. Prison sentence for that. Saying he lied to Congress. He was in contact with him with no email, no witnesses, nothing. Assange said, I never talked to Roger Stone. How does it affect us if Roger did lie to Congress about that, which I can tell you dead to rights, I was there, he didn't. Where's the crime? Where's the victim? Where's the person that's hurt? But in the case of Joe Biden and Obama and the globalists and all the things they've done to this country, just the human smuggling alone that they've authorized and green lit, it's just staggering. And what have they done since then? Well, Obama, that's who runs the administration, the third administration of Obama, the placeholder is Biden, didn't just continue the funding to the EcoHealth Alliance and the Wuhan Lab in Wuhan, China. He increased the funding. So he's continuing the illegal research that was moved in 2015 when it became a big national issue, because scientists went public all over the news then, that Fauci was weaponizing SARS into COVID viruses, and that it was completely illegal. And then he gets up before Congress and says he knows nothing about it. Zero, 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 zero. When he is on C-SPAN in 2017, 18, and 19, we played the clips at nauseam, saying, we're creating gain of function. There'll be a new virus out of China we use to blow up, that's a quote, the global regulatory systems based on our FDA, including here, where it takes years to approve a drug or vaccine. So the big story here is they're making more bioweapons. They're making bioweapons in Ukraine. They now admit they are. And the Justice Department won't even respond to Senator Paul because they're a captured group at the top of complete criminals endangering all of our lives, including their own lives. Again, morons, crazy people, no common sense, a bunch of yes men and women, a plague on our country. They've made themselves the enemy of humanity and of themselves.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
In the black and blue. The funny thing is, since I was a teenager, I knew what the song meant. I knew it was a Christian song. You can hide in the sun till you see the light. Here's the best part of the song. Between the velvet lies. There's a truth as hard as steel.
There's a truth.
The vision.
The vision never dies.
No. Life's never ending wheel. Jump, jump, jump.
Holy diver, you're the star of the masquerade.
No need to look so afraid.
Jump, jump, jump on the tiger. You can feel his heart, but you know he's mean. Some light can never be.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get right to the big news. So, we have this incredibly corrupt, evil, wicked, child trafficking demon force who knows we're awake to them. They know their system is exposed, their engine of spiritual power is the destruction of children and their innocence. Desperately trying anything they can now to convince us that we're the criminals. Here's an incredible example from last week. I got so busy, never even covered it. Should have. I guess it broke Friday. The Sound of Freedom. Thousands of donors helped make the movie. One man gave $500. And then his girlfriend, who had a kid with a man, reportedly took her child, that happens all the time in custody battles. Most of the Amber Alerts you see is when some mom or dad runs off with a kid. You know, they get him for 2 days, and then they run to another state, and there's Amber Alerts and the rest of it. And they ran the headlines, ABC News, CNN, major Sound of Freedom donor, major producer charged with child trafficking. Thousands of donors, small donation. Had on his Facebook that he'd made a donation years ago to the film that was made in 2017 and suppressed for 5 years. said, if you read all those articles, they never said that it was $500. They never said that they had thousands of dollars. They never said he didn't grab a kid off the street they didn't know. It was his girlfriend grabbing her child. And we're not defending what happened. We don't know the full story. But that's how fake news works, folks. Just like they did to me 2.5, 3 years ago. We get subpoenaed. We give them everything in these kangaroo cases. The judges still defaulted us and said we were guilty and told juries we were guilty. Unprecedented. That's the new model. Now it's happening to thousands of people, not just me. I was the test case. And so we hand over hundreds of thousands of emails with the keyword searches, unopened emails the judge ordered us to give them. And they scan it and find a hidden link to child porn in an email we never opened. And there's national headlines. Alex Jones sent child porn to Sandy Hook families, ABC News, Associated Press. I have people walking to me on the street and say, you ought to be in prison for that child porn. And I just laugh at them. I go, hey, that's you and the Democratic Party. That ain't me. You got the wrong guy. Not into kids. I'm not even into young women. I like the full bore, you know, on fire, you know, peaked out prime women, like my wife. I'm 49, she's 44. That's right. Way better than women in college. Let me tell you, they're in their prime. See, you got me wrong. They got a name for it. Not going to, with a family show, say it, but M-I-L, another word. But the point is, the FBI gave us a letter, which they rarely do, and said, no, Jones is the victim of this. He was sent unopened child porn. But they didn't care. They wrote that lie around the world, folks. They wrote that lie around the world. It's the left that wants a little intimidated, scared child to feel powerful over that they rape and they beat up. Oh, no, that's not me. I want the woman where it's intimidating, where they're on fire and they're like a goddess and they're amazing because I'm powerful, too, you see. I want to interface with something that's like me, full of life and mature and that wants to be with me. And I'm not a masochist or a sadomasochist. I like one thing. And that's pleasure, not power over somebody. I'm not like you sickos, Joe Biden and John Podesta, Tony Podesta, and all the sick evil they're into, those monsters. Because what woman wants them? Oh, they would go for the big, powerful, beautiful bombshell, Carmen Electra types in her peak. That's kind of my type. But those people are disgusted by Harvey Weinstein and the rest of it. So instead, they want power over little children. But the reason I raise that point is, that's who they are. And that's who the media is, to say that Sound of Freedom, because one of thousands of donors to make the movie that changed the world, girlfriend, is the ex-wife of a man, and didn't want to bring her kid back at the end of the weekend. And that turns into Sound of Freedom is produced and run by child traffickers. You see how they build on a kernel of truth? And I know you as an audience of activists get that, but everything these monsters do is similar to that. And I want to come back in a longer segment and get into Trump, because, man, he's been in fuego, in fuego, in fuego, in fuego, in fuego, to the 10th power. Just coming right out, and they're like, oh, we're going to censor you. We're going to gag you. How dare you say this is political? How dare you say it's election meddling? How dare you say we're criminals? They've indicted him. They're saying he's a criminal. They're saying he's going to prison for 500 and something years. And he simply says, I'm not backing down to you crooks, and this will be overturned by the Supreme Court, and I can't even be on the campaign trail because you plan to have me tied down in all of these trials in the next year and a half. That is bona fide, pure election meddling. And they go, you're intimidating people. Don't say the truth. And it's the same thing over and over and over again. We'll play some of those clips when we come back, but they've really bit off way more than they can chew, my friends. And it's one hell of a time to be alive. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. band.video. Those are the coordinates of liberty and freedom. Please share those links. This is your mission. If you choose to accept it, we'll be right back. Stay with us. I beg you to think about how important your word of mouth is, and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people, get the forbidden truth you're not supposed to find at Infowars.com/show, and getting products at Infowarsstore.com. We've got three amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, private label by us. Discounted. Infowarsstore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier. It's in stock. Rave reviews. Top doctors say it's amazing. Infowarsstore.com. And that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to Infowarsstore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I want to thank the listeners. I want you to know how thankful I am and how important you are for keeping us in the fight. You are the gravity. You are the fuel. You are the engine. You are the mind, the eyes, the ears, the soul of our resistance. You hold us in the sky as a light of liberty and freedom of the world. You are the arms and the legs and the chest and the back and the neck and the head that thrust up that torch of liberty. You hold us high. And I salute you and thank you from the bottom of my heart and only ask you to keep us in the fight now more than ever. All right, let's get into Trump. An imperfect vessel, as we all are, but the enemy is after him. This is 100% real, and he has incredible courage, and we know he will devastate them if he gets back in. I really believe, and I know because Rogers talked to him quite a bit, that Trump's fatalist about this, fired up, and is on a kamikaze run like Luke Skywalker doing the trench run in episode 4. And he's going to carry out the mission no matter what happens, and there's nothing more satisfying as a man. I can't tell you what's satisfying as a woman because I'm not a woman. Than to know you're in the right and to not be a coward and commit to a mission and have no fear and just be focused on that operation. There's something incredibly empowering about turning loose of any fear or any doubt and then just committing to what you've got to get done now. So I'm going to play some clips here of Trump. And just remember all the crimes the globalists have committed, all the open evil, all the gain of function, creating the viruses, human trafficking, drug dealing, war, breaking up families, transgender surgeries, cutting off our pipelines, attacking our energy sectors, starving the third world to death. It's just unfathomable what they've done. But I want you to really energize your mind and focus on it to know the crimes they've committed and to commit to resist them in every way you can. So here's a couple clips we'll play back to back. Trump discusses the deep state's ultimate goal here, to criminalize all opposition to rigged elections. And then the most important clip, he says, clip 10, I'm sorry I won't be able to go to Iowa today. I won't be able to go to New Hampshire today because I'm sitting in a courtroom on BS because the attorney general charged me with something. And I'm going to do something here. We're on hundreds of radio stations, hundreds of TV stations, and I'm not a vulgar person. I've got a pretty big vocabulary. But sometimes a good, you know, bullshit is a nice exclamation point at the end of something. And we've got delays, and we always delay things. But let me explain something. Leftist shows on broadcast radio and TV can cuss all they want. The Democrats can cuss all they want. Biden can cuss all he wants. But then when conservatives do it, still occasionally the FCC will come in and say, that's a fine. You're not allowed to do that. Why are they allowed to do it, but we aren't? You know, they can sexualize children and have drag queen story time with men, in some cases, shaking their schlongs at people's faces. And I'm not going to show that, but 4 years ago, was it 5 years ago, Millie Weaver in Austin at a major hotel ballroom went to a drag queen burlesque show where children as young as 2 were putting money in the G-strings of men, shaking their butts at people's faces, and then dudes came out with their penises hanging out, but they had glitter on them, so it's okay. And there's a dude with like a limp, still gigantic penis with silver glitter on it with little kids posing while his penis dangles around. Now, we showed that 5 years ago, and a bunch of TV stations, we weren't a lot of TV and cable stations, called us. They said, listen, we got a bunch of complaints. You can't show that. And I called up one station owner in, like, Oregon. Another called from, like, Mississippi. They called from New York. I called a couple of them back. John Harmon, that does the relations, called a bunch back. And we said to him, we said, listen, this is being done to children. Do you think we want to show this? How do they show on PBS? Or NPR. Decades ago, I'd be watching PBS when I was 35 years ago when I was in high school or, you know, in junior high. I'd be watching PBS sometimes. I like science shows, and they would show some documentary, and it'd be naked kids burned with napalm and running around. And my mom goes, no, Walter Cronkite showed that. And that helped begin the end of the Vietnam War, showing little naked boys and girls with their skin burned off running down the road on 35-millimeter black and white film. I said, well, how do they show that? She says, it's documentary, son. So it's not done to be gratuitous. It's done to show you the reality. So I'm going to let our stations give them a heads up. And we'll do it before we do it. We'll put a parental discretion advised up. But you know what? If people want to dump our show over this, you're going to have to. I get it. I understand. I don't want to look at this, but I'm going to show Walter Cronkite. We've got the clip saying this is hard to watch, but I'm going to show this to you. Naked children with their penises and vaginas all burned and their arms all burned with their skin hanging off. And that's in the late 60s. That's on TV. Or 1970. Now, why was it okay for Walter Cronkite to show you, but I can't? See, the left's trained us where they can go teach these kids this evil, pedophilic crap, and it's okay, but then we can't show it and say it's wrong. We got some complaints last week from some TV stations saying, please don't show a transgender surgery of male to female again. We don't want to dump your show. What am I supposed to do? That's what they do to the children. If we do not show it, how are we supposed to stop it? You think I want to look at someone having their penis cut off? You think that's what I want to put on TV? Believe me, it's cringe. I get it. And that's why maybe we should open the phones up in the next few days and ask listeners, what do you think I should do? Should we just hide this stuff? Or should I show you Austin, Texas, and other recent events, because we blur this out, of men on bicycles in New York and Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington, literally walking around with their genitals hanging out, shaking them in front of children. And the police say in Toronto and everywhere, they go, well, they're allowed to do it because it's gay pride. If you or I, which I would never want to do, went to a park and pulled our genitals out in front of a child, it's 5 years in prison and it should be. Why are they allowed? It's because we don't call them out and we don't show it. Walter Cronkite was right to show the burned children naked with their clothes burned off. And he was right to show people self-immolating. Pull up the video, the 8mm footage of the Buddhist monk pouring gasoline on himself and lighting himself on fire. People don't want to see this. This is what war is, ladies and gentlemen. You think I want to see somebody burning themselves up with gasoline? It's obscene. It's disgusting. It's happening. And conservatives want to hide while all this is happening and just hide in our houses and hope that nobody says anything. That's somebody that thought the war was horrible and the millions dying was wrong. So they did a sacrifice. I'm not even endorsing it, but you got to respect the will. What's it going to take us to do to get this to stop? If I could defeat the New World Order by setting myself on fire, I'd do it. I'm not suicidal. But I respect that. If I could beat him doing that, I would set myself on fire right now. I couldn't get the gasoline on my flesh quick enough. I'd definitely soak myself to the gills, though, to make sure I didn't survive, because that's hell on earth if you do. But we don't have to set ourselves on fire. All we got to do is skip the break. All we got to do is do what we did with Bud Light. $41 billion lost in market, 25% of all their brands dead. They've learned a big lesson. But instead of boycotting stuff, and we should still do that, how about a boycott? Don't have to even buy our products. How about you just share the article, share the videos? How about you put a billboard up for InfoWars? A lot of you have done that. I commend you. That gets past the censors. I was sent over the last 4 days five or six examples by friends, family, and others where they're trying to send friends and family clips of InfoWars or InfoWars links. And it's being blocked by the browsers that their internet companies are using. So this is next level censorship. And if it happens to us, it's going to happen to you. So we've got a word of mouth tell folks about InfoWars.com. You don't have to. Yeah, it's $400 million in sales.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Push the poison shot, which is still a terrible black mark on him. But I saw all these other talk show hosts that wouldn't support him 7, 8, 9 years ago, and then who love bashing Trump all day and talking about where he didn't do the right thing or where he messed up and brought a deep state person in who he's now exposing on after, Bill Barr, others. But they don't talk about Biden and Obama and the Prince Charles, King Charles, and the globalists and Klaus Schwab and their New World Order. They just holier than thou all day bash and attack Trump because it makes them feel good and because they get promoted on social media when they do it. When I knew Q was a fraud and was bad, for sure, about 4 or 5 years ago, so I knew the folks that set up the original thing and it got taken away from them by MSM and Big Tech, was when they told you everything was going to be fine, go to sleep, you didn't have to do anything. But was also when they began to attack all the original people that were real and who were public and who'd been battling the whole globalist program. So they're going to try to infiltrate our movements. They're going to try to lead them. They're going to try to misdirect them. We can't let them do that And we have to understand that there isn't some magic group supporting Trump. There isn't some secret army so you can feel good. Because I know this is scary. You have to admit we do have a secret army. It's called God and His angels. It's called Jesus Christ. He sent down here to give us the owner's manual and the cheat sheet. We have free will, but God gave us a cheat sheet to make the right decision. But you are God's army. It's you that's going to have to spread the word. It's you that's going to have to share the articles. It's you that's going to have to go speak at city council. It's you that's going to have to run for office. It's you that's going to have to donate and support institutions and organizations that tell the truth. It's you. It's you. Look in the mirror. Not some magic secret army. And I can tell you the good news, and I'll go to these clips. By the grace of God and your work keeping us on air, InfoWars is the most influential media organization being listened to by the entire resistance, whether it's RFK Jr. or Tulsi Gabbard's on the supposed left, or there's Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and the Tate brothers and all those other people. We are the recognized experts on this. This broadcast, what we do, what I do. And I'm only bringing that information to let you know the importance of your support and the importance of what you've done. Because they tell me this. They call me. I have dinner with these people. Some of the names I've met with, and I'm not going to say I've met with them, because the enemy will use that against them. But you can put two and two together. People get it. They know they're under attack. They get there's no way out of this unless we recognize we're under attack. So we're doing our most important work ever now. Realize the critical juncture, the crossroads we're in now. So let's start going to these clips. Play clip 9 and 10 back to back. Here's Trump knocking it out of the park. Think of the level of election meddling. It's beyond election meddling. They're indicting the leading candidate in the primary and against Biden. They are trying to pin him down while they commit all these mass crimes in front of us and won't even go after Fauci, who's producing bioweapons that can kill us all. They don't even care about their own self-preservation. Here it is.
But in the other case, it's free speech. This means that we cannot ever criticize or look after election. Once that happens, you have tyranny. We can't look at elections. We cannot criticize. Well, Hillary Clinton criticized, and all of these, Stacey Abrams still hasn't conceded. I mean, all of these people criticized. I mean, you would have half of Congress right now in jail. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. He is criticizing the election. And let me tell you, there's a lot to criticize, which you'll find out over the coming weeks. Isn't it terrible that a political opponent, though, can haphazardly charge you with a fake crime in the middle of your campaign in order to interfere with your time, your money, your message, and there is nothing you can do in theory to stop this travesty of justice? Isn't that a shame? How can my corrupt political opponent, crooked Joe Biden, put me on trial during an election campaign that I'm winning by a lot, but forcing me nevertheless to spend time and money away from the campaign trail in order to fight bogus, made-up accusations and charges? That's what they're doing. I'm sorry, I won't be able to go to Iowa today. I won't be able to go to New Hampshire today because I'm sitting in a courtroom on bullshit because his attorney general charged me with something. Terrible.
And you notice we didn't delay that. Walter Cronkite can show you children naked with their skin burnt off and it's okay. The Democrats can flop men's penises in front of little kids' faces. We're not supposed to show it to you. Democrats can cuss all over broadcast TV, radio. They're fine. But if we do, we're bad. It's time to stop letting them live by double standards. We don't want to shake penises in children's faces. But you know what? If they do it, we're going to show it to you. Even if you don't want to look at it. And that'll end this crap real fast. If a couple little girls and boys with their skin burned off helped end the Vietnam War, what's it going to take for us to do? Stop hiding it. Because when we hide the reality of what's going on, we become accomplices to it. I'm still not going to have a big crash show. I'm not going to have much cussing on here. This is not some comedy program. This is deadly serious. And it is bullshit what's going on. It's crap. All right, I'm done talking about that. Let's go to a black gentleman. I'm seeing so many black folks all over Twitter, Facebook, you name it, saying the same thing. Man says, the more you go after Trump, the more we're going to support him. Here's a clip.
The more you indict, the more we vote. The more you indict, the more money we send. We're going to vote for Donald Trump. You can drum up dossiers. You can drum up indictments. You can do all of that. The more you do it, the more we voting for Trump. So do what you want to. You know, throw us all in jail. Indict all of us. We're still voting for Donald Trump. And it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has everything to do with the job that he did when he was sitting in the seat. Our gas prices was low. Our economy was booming. The world was at peace. Wasn't nobody stealing. He didn't need to steal. The man's worth almost $9 billion. Joe Biden needs to steal. He's a career politician. He done steal and gave his family $10 million. Here, for his daughter, $10 million for Hunter. $10 million for his dead son. His wife, everybody done stole money in his family. Everybody. For the last 60 years, this man has been stealing money. And you wondering why we voting for Trump? Because y'all drumming up stuff? Because you got the FBI in your back pocket? Because you got the CIA in your back pocket? It's not going to influence our votes. Now, if you want to steal the election like you did the last one, go right ahead. We know you stole it. Ain't no way in the world this man having 60,000 people at a rally. And this man's got 800 people at his rally and he wins the election. Man, you know, Arizona holding out their results. All these states holding out their results because they taking buyouts too, man. This man has been paying off. He paid off Ukraine. He paid off Russia for the dossier. This man's paid off everybody, man. And Senator McCarthy or whatever you are, Representative McCarthy, you're worthless, dude. You're worthless. Go handle your debt ceiling, man. You are worthless. You do us no good. None. Okay? This man has been indicted 4 times since you've been in office, and you haven't indicted these stealing people not once. Biden's stealing everything. Stealing money, stealing access. Okay, shut down our gas pipeline and our gas went out the roof. You're darn right we still voting for Trump. And it ain't got nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's got everything to do with Donald Trump's policy. It's got everything to do with Donald Trump's past experience in the office, in the seat. We see the difference. You think we need to have indictment? We don't care about no dang indictments about something he did before he was president. Man worth $9 billion. I'm sure he did a lot of stuff. Okay? Before he was president. Just because you hate him don't mean that we hate him. And I don't even know the man. I don't care to know him. Just put him back in office because he did the best job in there. Not Biden. Not Obama. I don't even want to talk about that dude. Did nothing. Nothing for 8 years. Nothing. But I'm sorry, you did. Evidently, you was blackmailing Ukraine. You and Joe Biden was blackmailing Ukraine. Because you the big guy. Y'all ain't going to ask him no questions. News reporters scared because they rhino. Fox scared because they rhino.
They're scared because they're bought and paid for, and the people see right through it. We're in an incredible time. Hour number two coming up right now. We're up the phones up. I got so much news, so many topics to cover, so many video clips. I'm so blessed to be here. Thank you all for keeping us on air. Thanks to the great crew. We'll be right back. Now spread the word right now.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.